The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Welcome to my podcast. As a collegiate athlete, I will be discussing what it's really like being a college athlete with raw content, personal stories, and of course, advice. Keep listening to hear more about the do's and don'ts and the behind-the-scenes actions of college athletes. Welcome back to Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Today's podcast is all about your expectations versus reality while being a college athlete. Today we'll start with a quote from Kobe Bryant, who is arguably one of the world's most influential players on and off the court. He said, "There's a choice that we have to make as people, as individuals. If you want to be great at something, there's a choice you have to make. We can all be masters at our craft, but we have to make a choice. What I mean by that is, there are inherent sacrifices that come along with that. Family time, hanging out with friends, being a great son, nephew, whatever that case may be. There are sacrifices that come along with making that decision." This quote speaks loudly to the expectations versus reality of being a college athlete. Interpreting this quote, in order to make your expectations your reality, you must be ready to sacrifice it all for the game you love. And in order to be successful, you must be ready not only to make sacrifices with the sport, but outside your sport too. Some of those sacrifices would look like social sacrifices, academic sacrifices, and even family sacrifices. Dominican is not like any other university. It is a small private university with an average of 2,100 undergrad students. So the college experience isn't exactly what you would typically expect, especially as an athlete. Since Dominican is such a small school, everyone knows your name, from professors to faculty and staff, other sports athletes, and non-athletes as well. Typically, you can't walk to your class without seeing someone you know. Attending college can cause someone to have high expectations, and due to Dominican's atmosphere, the typical college experience isn't necessarily part of the Dominican's ultimate message to the public and students. Although your expectations may be altered when first attending Dominican, it is really what you make of it and what you want of it. For example, if you're attending college for the party atmosphere and the crazy lifestyle, Dominican is not the place for you. Dominican focuses more on the academic success in the classroom and how to prepare you properly for the real world and future you have in store for you. Dominican has the possibility of altering your perceptions and reality of college for the better of your own success. My own personal experience with Dominican altering my perceptions of attending college began academically. I came from a high school where very few people took school seriously and even fewer attended college right out of high school. The high school I attended was very much a living for the party environment. Going out every weekend, drugs, sex, alcohol was all the main focus at school and out of school. And as being a young athlete, I knew how important it was to stay away from those kinds of influences, which I did. But my expectations of college weren't very high, to be honest, due to my high school experience. Since the 4 years in high school, I was surrounded by those types of people and behaviors on a regular basis. It led me to think that college was going to be crazy, you know, because it's really everyone's first time being on their own with no parental guidance, and you have to make all the decisions by yourself, and you have to learn with the consequences you are given. But I'm so happy that Dominican changed my perspective on the reality of being a college student and athlete, that not every school or person in college is going crazy and being a party animal every weekend, but it's really what you make of it and what you want from it. Now, the expectation aspects of while being a college athlete is a little different for typical academic expectations. Many athletes don't actually make it to the college level. It differs for each sport, but for example, just to be on any collegiate team from Division II, III, or NAIA, some of the rates look like are, for baseball, it's 1 in 8, basketball, it's 1 in 18, football is 1 in 11, and soccer is 1 in 14. Tennis is 1 in 27. And to be a Division I roster, the chances are even lower. Baseball is 1 in 47. Basketball is 1 in 18. Football is 1 in 36. Soccer is 1 in 119. Tennis is 1 in 174. From these rates, you can interpret how the stakes are high when becoming a college athlete, which means once you're part of that collegiate team, you are likely no longer the best player on your team. Some things to consider when you think about the expectations you might have as being a college athlete are how many teammates that you have that have been playing the same sport as you, just as long as you, and probably are just as good as you. And then you have to consider how many of those teammates actually play your position. As well as the level of experience is an important factor, because the collegiate level is so different than playing for a college or a club team. The style or play can differ. The size of players are typically bigger and the game moves much faster, because now you are competing against other players who are also just as good as you and have been playing just as long as you. Typically, you wouldn't think academic performance mattered so much as long as you passed, but that's not exactly the case here at Dominican. Here at Dominican, academic success is the most important. Like I have said in the previous podcast before, the athletic GPA is a 3.0. Otherwise, you're kind of on what's like academic probation, with extra study hall hours and coaches and other athletic faculty checking in on you. Some things to consider when thinking about the expectations you might have as being a college athlete are: you have from anywhere from 20 to 100 other teammates depending on your sport that you have been playing. And usually those teammates have been playing that sport for just as long as you and probably are just as good as you. And then you have to consider how many of your teammates play the same position as you and how many positions can you actually play. As well as level experience is an important factor, because the collegiate level is so different than playing at any club team or high school team. The style of play can differ, the size of players are typically bigger, and the game moves much faster, because now you are competing against other players who are also just as good as you and have been playing just as long as you. Typically, you wouldn't think that your academic performance mattered so much as long as you are passing your classes, but that's not exactly the case here at Dominican. Now, the expectation aspects while being a college athlete is a little different for academics. Here at Dominican, academic success is most important. Like I've said in previous podcasts, the athletic GPA is a 3.0. Otherwise, you're kind of on what's like academic probation, with extra study hall hours and coaches and athletic faculty checking in on you to make sure you're not falling too far behind. As well, making connections at a new university can be really hard, but here at Dominican, that is not the case at all. Since Dominican is so small compared to other schools, it is actually really easy to make connections. You must have to use your resources willingly and correctly. Dominican's atmosphere for academics is academics ultimately wants every student to succeed and do well. Although the academic environment in Dominican is set up in a way for you to succeed, by all means, that does not mean it's easy, especially as a student athlete. Professors and faculty hold athletes at these unusual high standards compared to other students. Now, I'm not sure why that's the case, but with that being said, it is really important for student athletes to be involved in the classroom and around campus to gain connections we typically don't get the opportunity to, because we are so busy with our sport. It is important to always ask questions and be engaged, involved, and actively listening. As well, many social connections are made in the classroom. As an athlete, you don't get much free time to meet new people, so typically the classroom is where you make friends outside of your sport, who are either other athletes or commonly non-athletes. Connections with other student athletes are typically made easily, as many teams have similar training times, which causes teams to run into each other in the training room. And the training room is where you get tape before any games or practices, any rehab exercises, and any recovery needed after a game or a practice. In addition, you would typically expect your professors to be understanding and willing to work with you, which can be the case for some professors, but definitely not all, which can make it really hard being a student athlete, because while you're in season, there will be games scheduled during class times that may cause you to miss a test or a lecture or whatever it may be, as well as faraway game trips where you're gone for anywhere from three to six days, depending on the location of the game. And when that's the case, all you can do is hope your teachers are understanding. But for some reason, your teachers are not understanding and you think they are being unfair, there are faculty in place here at Dominican to help work with you and the teacher to come with an understanding. Personally, I have had an overall good experience with my professors at Dominican, besides a handful. But the one experience that just hasn't left me, because I just don't understand how it could possibly be justified, But here's the story for you guys.
So I was nearing the end of my season, and I have this class twice a week, and I have previously attended every class I could that my sport wasn't conflicting with, which, by the way, I only missed two classes prior to this, and attendance was not required in this class. I had informed my professor of my game conflicts the very first day of class and would remind her as it got closer. So this was my very last conflict, and it was my senior night, which means it is my very last game ever playing my sport as at the collegiate level. When I informed my professor, she had went ahead and told me, well, that is an important class day, and you will be missing presentations during the class, and the only way you will receive points is if you're here. I told her there was no way for me to make her class because when this class started was right in the middle of my game, and I offered her to do an extra assignment and even offered a paper, and she just wasn't having it, and told me I had to decide what was important to me, and there was no way I could make those points up, leaving me with a zero in my grade book, which could be really damaging to my overall grade. I continued to express my concern of the zero affecting my overall grade, and she did not care. When my professor put it in a way where I had to choose between my academics or my athletics, it was really difficult because I was put into a situation where I've been playing this sport my entire life, and I felt like it just wasn't right to end with no ceremony and not with my friends that I've been playing for the past 4 years. So I obviously went to my senior night and missed those points. And I was definitely right, as I could have ended the semester with an A-, but I got a B+ for the sole purpose of missing that one class because it was my senior night. Your expectations versus your reality is crucial in order to be successful, not only from an athletic standpoint, but also academically. From an athletic standpoint, it is crucial to develop thick skin in the collegiate world as you are an adult and you will be treated like one from the moment you enter college. Coaches and staff don't want to hear from your parents anymore. You must learn to speak up for yourself. But with that being said, you must learn when it is right, when it is a right time, and when it is a wrong time. Not only will your coaches get on you, but your surrounding teammates will get on you too, because this is more than just your own individual performance. It is a collective team effort, and in order to be successful, you all have to work together and be successful. Personally, I like to say I think in two ways when it comes to athletics. The first being, take it with a grain of salt and don't be sensitive. The reason why I say this is because coaches and other players can get frustrated quickly and act out on their emotions. So it is very important to take it, not to take it to heart, but to take it in a way where they just expect better from you. And you should always expect better from yourself. Because as soon as you settle for that level of play, the next person will pass you up. And now you're trying to play catch up. The second way is take it what they give you and run with it, because you're the only person who can make yourself better. The reason why I say this is because any advice you receive can be considered good advice, depending on what you do with it and how you interpret it. For example, you talk to your coach after practice and you tell him something just doesn't feel right. What should I be working on? Every single time your coach will say something to work on, because there's always room for improvement. Now, what you do with that information is up to you, but if it were me, I would be staying late after practice working on exactly what my coach told me to work on so I can be the best player I can be. These two ways of thinking are crucial to help fulfill your expectations you have for your sport to make it your own reality. Now, lastly, touching on how adapting to what you are given and presented can help make your expectations your reality. Instead of dwelling on something that happened already, why not A, try to fix the problem, or B, move on and take it with a grain of salt. I am a strong believer in everything happens for a reason. With that being said, every obstacle you face is put in front of you because you are capable of getting past it. With just a simple decision of, how am I going to get this done, or how am I going to make this work? There are so many obstacles that you can face in 4 years of college, the list is almost endless. But some of these obstacles might look like injuries, falling behind in school, mental rough patch, too little of a social life, or too much of a social life, and so much more someone can face. But it is really all about your interpretation and how you adapt. And being able to adapt quickly will only help your own success. And the expectations you have for yourself be a reality. Personally, the biggest challenge I had to adapt was my academics here at Dominican, and that simply just consisted of me finding what study methods worked for me, how to stay organized and so I don't fall behind. Knowing that may not seem too much, but That was a real challenge I faced when I first entered Dominican, and it took some time to figure out, but I did. But I did it. And once I did, I started to excel in my academics. That's it for today's podcast. Thank you for listening, but don't forget to tune into next week's episode where I'll be following up on adapting to what is given to you in mental toughness and injuries and how to make it through your hard times. Thanks for listening.